I'm Rodney Crowell, and you're listening to Off the Record.
Coming to you from the USA, I'm Brian Wise, and I've been to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I've travelled up through Mississippi, Clarksdale, and I'm in Memphis heading off to Nashville in a couple of days' time. Last week on the program, I played some selections recorded at Jazz Fest of some great artists, and I thought I might play some more for you this week. And we're going to hear Steve Raley and Terrence Simeon and others this week on the program, recorded at last week's Jazz Fest in New Orleans, which drew a crowd of around 450,000 over its 7 days and two weekends. But I thought I might start the show not with a live recording, but a brand new album from a guy called Don Bryant, who is a legend in Memphis. He began as a member of Willie Mitchell's band, a front man, doing the vocals, and he's written some fantastic songs. And on his new album, his first for many, many years, it's called Don't Give Up on Love, he reprises some of his own songs and tackles a few classics such as an O.V. Wright song. And I'll tell you some more about the album on next week's program, because there's a really fascinating story behind it. So let's hear a track from the Don Bryant album, Don't Give Up on Love. And if you thought the William Bell album last year was a great comeback, then I reckon this is going to be the comeback of 2017. And here's one of the great songs from this new album. It's called I Gotta Know. And we'll come back after that, speaking of comebacks, and play some live material from Jazz Fest 2017.
Tell me,
tell me,
tell me.
Tell me.
Am
Don Bryant, 74 years of age, still sounding great. That's his song, I Got to Know, and it's from his brand new album, Don't Give Up on Love. More from that album on next week's program. You're listening to Off the Record. I'm Brian Wise. I've been to Jazz Fest. As I said, I played some selections last week. Let's continue with some live recordings made at the 2017 Jazz Fest. Not by myself, they're official live recordings. And I thought we might play Cyril Neville, who's somewhat of a legend in New Orleans, along with his brothers. And, of course, the Neville brothers used to close Jazz Fest for many years. That honour now goes to Trombone Shorty, but their legend lives on. Cyril was also a member of the Meters. You heard him in Voice of the Wetlands, and he's also got his own band. It's called Swamp Funk. Let's hear a couple of tracks pertaining to New Orleans and Louisiana from Cyril Neville and Swamp Funk.
And then the song I got from my friends, the Meters. Hello. Land of red beans, but the greens. If you've ever been there, then you know what I mean. There's a day, dog, swinging nights. Standing like this rise in the early morning rise. I bet that it's something you never have seen. But look at the queen down in New Orleans. People in the Mardi Gras day, Lord. Come on, suck a mind out to old Jimmy. Talking about New Orleans. I said, I'm talking about.
To Off the Record, an interview with Earl Palmer and Brian, and I thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Come on. It'll take y'all up time. One more time, Brother Chris Muley. Give it up, y'all. Come on, y'all. We're going to get y'all right here with us. Come on. Listen to me now, we're the uptown ruler. We're the watch out, Matula. From way uptown low with the big 13. We're coming out Mardi Gras morning. Ain't giving no kind of warning. Gonna be the prettiest down in New Orleans. Yes, sir. You can see Chief Jolly coming. You can hear that big gang drumming. You can see I'm running all over the 13 wall. They shoot Kukapuna. They make blood ship a hoona. Nobody knows any walking ball. Keep in the jolly be hooping and a hollering. Say we gon' meet everybody. And then everybody stop the city in the mighty cool fire. Then we hear about the heart of the city. That's right, say we wild and pretty. We're the uptown ruler, just like I said. Uptown ruler. We're the uptown ruler. We're the watch out for Tula.
from way up town in the big 13. That's right, we're coming up Mardi Gras Monday. Ain't gonna be no kind of warning. Gonna be the prettiest down in New Orleans. Yes, sir. Seeing the wild man running. Yes, and the flag for jumping. Need a big tea stop on the avenue. That's right. He said to Lynn that it might be trouble. Big T said, do what you wanna do, what you do it, get out of the way. Y'all have been cheese smoking that fire green. That's right. Although we headed downtown towards Tremaine. That's right, going all the way down. Then we coming back home to the big 13. Uptown ruler, we the uptown ruler. And we the wild tapatula. From way uptown, Lord, in the big 13. That's right, we're coming out Mardi Gras morning. We gon' take a on up now. We just bring them on down now. Better take my child up. Tell them all over town. Sing a job from open door. Say who I know. Not a job as you can pistol. Shooting in the jailhouse door. Just got a cuckoo chip ball. I'm a big chip. Smart bug, y'all. Thank y'all. Jazz Fest 2017. Make some noise!
Swamp Funk, Big Chief Jolly, referring to the Mardi Gras Indians, which play such an important role in not only the Mardi Gras, but also in Jazz Fest. A very colourful sight they are, and their history goes way back into the 1800s in New Orleans. Before that, Cyril with the song Talking About New Orleans. You're listening to Off the Record with Brian Weiss, coming to you from the USA. I mentioned last week that Steve Riley played in a number of outfits. Last week we heard a selection from his band, the Mamou Playboys. This week I thought we might hear from his other outfit that he played with during Jazz Fest. It's called High Performance. It's a beauty. And I thought we might hear two tracks. And then after that, if Steve's a bit of a veteran, then we'll hear some youngsters playing Cajun music and helping to revitalize the Cajun scene in Louisiana, the Pine Leaf Boys. First of all, Steve Riley with High Performance.
Hi, this is Greg Allman. You're listening to Off the Record. Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Paul Burrett from Little Feet here in New Orleans, Louisiana, USA.
Wow!
And we're off the record.
All right, y'all. Y'all want to speed it up a little bit? Go! Papa. I want to thank you for coming out today. We were here last year. It was pouring down rain. I think five of y'all were there last year, so thank you the rest of y'all for coming today. Do a little song we learned from Jerry Lee Lewis right now. A little song called As Long As I Live. As long as I live, I'm gonna give all of my heart. You can't be a part. As long as I live, yes, I'm gonna see the stars that shine. Baby, give me a little more time. I'm gonna make this world yours or mine. As long as I live, I'm gonna give. Song by Jerry Lee Lewis.
The Pine Leaf Boys, and a song called As Long As I Live, and also Two Step Amity, and they're one of the great young Cajun bands that are playing music to a younger generation of listeners in Louisiana. We also heard Steve Riley, who's been around for a while now, and his band, the Mamou Playboys, are legendary. This was his other outfit, High Performance, and a couple of songs, Merrymaker and Little Short Dress. You're listening to Off the Record. Let's hear some of our favourites from New Orleans in a little bracket. We're going to hear Terrence Simeon, who's toured Australia a number of times and appeared at Blues Fest, always a perennial favourite. He's singing about the Mardi Gras, and then the Iguanas, who are kind of like a local version of Los Lobos, and then one of my favourite guitarists, Anders Osborne. First, Terrence Simeon.
I don't shout one, two, three, four. We'll be right back. the money grind.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Muley from the Honey Island Swamp Band, and you're listening to Off the Record.
Listen to the
welcome Anders Osborne. It's not over yet. Hate got in the way. I couldn't be my best. It's okay. You know what they say. Safe. I'm a dad and I live right. It's a different kind of brave. It's okay. You know what they say. Sometimes I get angry that I don't do anything by the lake when I'm lonely. I regret everything. It's okay. You know what they say. Why am I human? I feel more like a tree. You know what they say.
Thank you.
Well, many years ago, Anders Osborne journeyed from Sweden and arrived in New Orleans and decided to stay there, as many musicians do. You heard me play John Cleary on the program last week. Well, he made that same decision many years ago as well. Anders' performances at Jazz Fest are always interesting. We heard the song Tomorrow Is Another Day. Before that, the Iguanas and Oi Isabel, one of their best known songs. They're a kind of a local Tex-Mex band. And we started that bracket with the great Terence Simeon and his ode to Mardi Gras. You've been listening to Off the Record, coming to you from the USA. And I'll be back next week, and I'll be bringing you some interviews over the next couple of weeks that I've collected on my journey. But I want to leave you with one of the great Cajun rockers, Wayne Toops, who always puts on a great show at Jazz Fest. And he always does a fantastic version of Van Morrison's Tupelo Honey. So let me leave you with that and tell you that I'll be back on Off the Record on the satellite network of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia next week, supported, of course, by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. I shall talk to you then.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big round bag for me. Set it right around all the seven oceans and drop it straight into the deep blue sea. Justin Lewis, it's a John Jones song. Put in a big brown bag for me.
Hi, this is Chuck Lavelle, keyboardist with the Rolling Stones, and you're listening to Off the Record.